Vayter in Shas. We are in Chulin Daf Hey. Picking up on the top of Daf Hey, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 lines down. Lema Misayeya Le. Okay, so Avanan, we said yesterday, he said that Shchita of a Mummer by Avodah Zarah is a good Shchita. We brought a Raya from the story of Achav and Yehoshaphat. And that is that Achav fed Yehoshaphat. Yehoshaphat ate from his Shchita. We tried to knock it off, saying maybe that's not what we think it is, but he ended up staying alive. Now we're going to come with another answer to back up Rav Hanan. Now, in the end, we're going to maybe even knock this whole thing off. And it's going to be to Yufta, to Rav Hanan, that we're actually, we do not trust the Shechita of a Chavim. But here comes another answer. Question why we need other answers. The Rishonim spell out that one of the answers that we said is that, well, maybe Yehoshaphat ate from his own, from Ovadia, from, you know, only one Shechita. And they said, no, because he has all these people along with them. And they said, okay, but maybe they were bad. Says, no, it doesn't make sense that they're bad because if he's a tzaddik and they're tzaddikim too. Although Rishonim say, maybe that's not true. Maybe they weren't tzaddikim. And therefore, maybe he only ate from Ovadia and not from Achav. And therefore, it's not really a raya. So that's what Rishonim say, why we're coming with another answer. Let's back it up from as follows. That is the ravens. What did the ravens do? This is a famous story with the time when Eliyahu Navi said to Achav that there's going to be a 3-year famine. And he went, he ran away. He says in Malachim Aleph, he ran away from Achav and Izevel, and the ravens sent, brought them food. Hashem would make sure twice a day he had sent these ravens to go into his given food. It says, "Va'arvim mivin lo lechem abaser b'boker v'lechem baser b'erev." Va'mer vidam arav mibei tabochei da Achav. They brought it from Achav's kitchen. Oh, so you see that if he's eating from Achav's kitchen, clearly it must be that we trust the shechita of a chavim. It says, "Gemara, nay, came arrive from there, because al piyadibur shayni." That means coming from Hashem. That's clearly going to be different. Rashi says, "Al piyadibur shayni." It's you know, Shah. The chsev esa arvim sivisi sham lichal kalekav. So, can we arrive in these type of situations? And therefore, no good. Says Gemara, but hold on a second. My arvim. What does it mean? What are the arvim over here? These words, arvim, amravina, arvim mamish. They were actual ravens. They came along and brought him food. Amalei of Ada Barman Yumi, who says maybe it's not arvim. They weren't ravens. Dilma Trey Gavri Davishmayu. Arvim, maybe these are two people, their names are Arvim. Milok Sev, Ayargu as Orev, Besor Orev, as Zev. This is saying in Shoftim, a story about they killed Orev at Sor Orev in Zev, which means that this is a guy by the name of Orev. Amalei Isramai Milsa de Tarvayu Hava Shmayu Arvim. You want to say that it happened to be that both of them had the name? It says two Arvim, they're called Arvim. Does it make sense? Rashi says, but to me, it doesn't really make sense. You're going to have two people coming, and that's their names. But Dilma Hashem Mekomen, maybe it was because of the name where they're from. Rashi says, Shahayu Mitzor Orev. Milok Sev, Aram Yatsu Gedudam, Vayishpu Me'eretz Yisrael. Na'ara Kitana. The Pasuk says in Malachim Beis that an Aram went out raiding parties and taking captive from Eretz Yisrael a Naira Kitana. The Kashalan. We have a question. There's Karli Naira, Karli Kitana. You call her Naira and a Kitana. Which one is it? It's two time periods of a girl. A Naira is 12 years old, and, you know, she has Simanim. And then Kitana is someone who isn't in that stage yet. Vamara Pedas, Kitana Demin Naurin. It means that she's a minor girl from a place called Naurim. And just like there, we have this girl's, you know, Kitana. From the Urim, she's called that. You also hear it. It's Shtei Urvim because she was from a place called Urv. Imkein Urvia Miboile. If that's really true, they should have said Urvia. Rashi Dol Asi Lemute, but Urvim Mamish. Right? So the fact that they called it, since it says Urvim, it's talking about specifically about ravens. Let me, Messiah, let's back this up. Okay, period. All right, so let's try from here. Let me, Messiah, Le Hakol Shochten. The Brisa says, anyone can shecht v'afilu kusi, even a kusi. V'afilu orel, even an orel. Person doesn't have a bris milah. V'afilu mummer Yisrael, even a yid that is a Mummer, right? All these are able to go ahead and they can shecht. Hi, Orel, Hichidami. Now, when we said the idea of an Orel, what exactly is the case that we're referencing? What is the Orel? Ilei Mashem Mesu Echav Machmas Mila. If you want to say that the brothers died because of Mila, Hayisro Ma'ilu, then this is a good Yed over here. There's no problem. Rash is the honest, who's an honest, therefore, of course, he should be able to do it. Elab Shita Mummer La'arelus. We're talking about a Mummer La'arelus. And there's a person, he's Dafka, not getting a Bris Mila. And it says you're allowed to do such a thing. He holds that someone who is a Mummer to one area is not considered Mummer La'arelus Kula. So it says the Gemara, okay, Ema Seifa, let's look at the Seifa. Vafilu Yisrael Mummer, it says even Yisrael Mummer. Hechidami, now what are we talking about over here? There's a lot of Shecht. E Mummer La'arelus Echad, you says Mummer La'arelus Echad. Right? Something outside of Nevela, obviously, because if he's a Mummer la Nevela, and you know, then clearly we're not going to trust him because he's a Mummer Torah. And it's telling us that this Mummer to one thing is not considered for the entire Torah. Rashi says, and that's the same thing we just said before. We said this already in the Brisa. Why would it repeat itself? What we're talking about is a Mummer la'avodas kachavim. Because Rav Hanan, and that goes according to Rav Hanan. So we see that a Mummer la'avodas kachavim, we can trust the Shechita. So that backs him up. Says, not a good raya. Lo. Really, I'll tell you, if it's a Mummer la'avodas kachavim, that we can't trust him. To do shchita, damar mar, chamur avurus kochavim. Avurus zar is much more chamur. Shekola kolfer ba, kemoda bechol hakolat ator kula. And we said this in yesterday, 2 days ago. Staff, anyone who is kofer in avurus zar, they denounce it, they throw away, and they go against avurus zar. Then there is, it's like they're backing up and acknowledging the entire Torah. And what comes from that is that someone who takes on avurus zar is like someone who's rejecting the entire Torah. Says Rashi, "Shakol kofer ba, your kofer in avodah zarah, kimod bechol Torah. Kedechsev, chis tishguva lo sasu es kol mitzvos eila. Yafinu behorios, davodos kochav ma'iri." So Ella mummer lo osa davar. Must we were talking about is a mummer to eating nevelas. Ukit the Rava, and it's the fact that we let him to shecht goes according to that which Rava said. Says Rashi, Mummer la'osodavar, l'shchita, u'l'te'avon, v'itzrich la'shmina, needs to teach us, de'lo'tema, kevin de'dashbe, ke'atera, dami. Don't say, since he doesn't really care, he'll eat treifas, therefore he makes it like it's mutter, ke'atera, dami lei, elevade kisur dami lei. No, he knows it's aser. L'te'avon hu da'avir alei. He's doing it just for te'avon, for ta'iva. V'chim is zamnin on lei sakin, but if you get him a knife, and it's a kosher to get a knife and all that, then we'll shove a keter, v'chisur, he's not going to leave over the heter to go out to do the iser. Okay, the Rava, and this goes along like which Rava said earlier. Okay, says the Gemara, and that's what we were allowed to shecht. Mei seveya. As we stand right now, where are we in the map? We do not have something which is backing up Rav Hanan from that price, at least. So Meis for now, the Gemara is going to come and actually come against Rav Hanan and ask a kasha on him, on his shtickle, and ultimately knock it off. Meis for Mikem. The Pasuk says that Daber B'nei Yisrael Matalem Adam Ki Yarkiv Mikem Karden LaHashem. When a person goes and brings a carbon to Hashem, Mina Behema Mina Bakar Mina Tzon Tegriva Es Karben Lachem. Okay, says Rashi, Mikem, Adam, Kiyakav, Mikem, Karbon, Vigabi, Neder, O Nedavaksiv. So I'm going to Darm in the Davos, Daha, Kiyakav, when you bring it, Mashbekishi, you're to the Yakav, when you would like to bring it, not that you have to. So it says, Mikem, it says when a person from you, Velo Kulchem, which is Mashma, that not all of you are actually able to go ahead to bring a carbon. Lahotzi is a mummer, this is coming to me. Motzi, a mummer, Rashi, Shein, Makabal, Nedvaso. We're not going to be Makabal, his carbon, Nedava. Oh, he's not allowed to do it. Mikem bochem chilakti velo beumos. That means to say that among you I distinguished, to make a distinction between a mummer and a non-mummer. Velo beumos, but I didn't make that distinction when it comes to the umos, so the nations of the world. Says Rashi, Mikem bochem chilakti klomer midichsev hai miyut bi Yisrael velo beumos. Lobaumos, Sachsev Ish Ishbi Bas Israel, Asher Yakriv, Carbon Luchon Drehem, the Parshas Mumin, V'tanya l'kaman repikon dafyud gimel amud beis ish. Ma tamen l'mer ish l'rabbas ovet kochavim. Shenodrim nedarim unedavos kisrael. A guy can also bring a neder unedavos like a yid. V'gabi did who loksiv miyuta, but it doesn't give a miyut over there by them. D'lechtov min ha'adam ki yakriv karban. D'mashma v'lo kol adam. Shema mina b'chem chilakti, only in the yidin that I make a chilek, k'shekshirim that Ksherim can go and bring Veloha Mumrin Velobumas Sidnabin when it comes to the Umas Olam Shekulim is Nadvin Mekabla Mehem, because all of them are can be misnadiv and we accept it from them, even a mummer. The pasuk continues to go and it says min habehema, when it says from animals lahavi bnei adam shadom lahem, it's coming to include people who are similar in their actions to animals. And they're able to go ahead, and they're allowed to also bring, right? What is that? Rashi says, "She'ein mekaimin es mitzvos." What does it mean? They're like an animal. It means they're not mekaimin the mitzvos, and they're also included. Mikanamru. From here, we say that mekabim karbonos miposhe Yisrael. We're going to accept karbonos from those who are sinners of Israel. Kedish yachsuvem b'tshuva, so that they should come back. And do tshuva. Rashi says, "Miposhe Yisrael, mashma mezidin." Those who do it amazing. Because the time of Sechas Yuma, pa'amim elu pshayim elu hamardim v'cheinu omer melech Moav pasha bi v'cheinu mumar. Look, I'm going to farish levaza. The Gemara is going to explain what exactly is going on over here. So, kedish yachsuv tshuva, in order to bring them back into doing tshuva. If we don't allow them to do it, they're not going to actually go ahead. And they're not going to, they're clearly not going to go ahead and not going to change their ways. Chutzman a mummer, this applies to everyone except for a mummer. When nasach ziyayin, it's someone who does nisach yayin to avodazara, that means they pour water, wine, Rashi says, avodaz kochavim. A mechal shabbosos befer hasyan. Someone's mechal shabbos openly. Then we don't go ahead and we don't accept their karbonos, the karbonos from them. Says the Gemara, ha guf akasha. Okay, 1 second. That itself was akasha, that Bryce said, that statement. Amart mikam below kucham. First we started by saying that mikam means from some of you, but not from all of you, right? We're not going to accept from all of you. It's excluding a mummer that he's not allowed to bring in a carbon under dava. The other time, then it says mekam carbon poshi yisrael or mekam from poshi yisrael. Right? What's going on? Which includes a mummer? We're talking about a mummer. Halokashia reisha mummer l'chol torakula. In the beginning, it says we're not accepting from them. It means a mummer l'chol hatorakula. A person goes against everything. Mitziasa mummer l'davayacher. In the middle statement, is talking about only when it comes to one particular area. And that's what we say. We're going to accept this carbon. So hopefully, it'll be muchzar b'tshuva. Ema seifa. But hold on a second. Let's look at the seifa. The Brisa says, chutzman amumer u'menasich ziyayin v'chal shabbos v'rehesia. We said these ones we're not going to accept them. Hi, mumer hechidami. What's this mumer talking about? Imo melechol toru kula. That's the race that we said. Why would you say it again? Imo melechol acha echad. It's the one thing. Kashim mitziasa. Then that's the middle thing that we said over there, right? And we said over there, we just said that we do accept it. Rather, this is what it must be talking about. Chutz min a mummer, l'nasich z'yayin l'chal shabbos v'rehesia. It's one long statement. Except a mummer who's, we accept the karbonos of people who are a mummer l'dover echad, except for somebody who is, it was l'nasich z'yayin l'chal shabbos v'rehesia, then we don't, right? So the final statement of the Baisa is not, it doesn't come to list three people are excluded, right? Someone who does these things, but two people. It's a mummer who pours wine to Avodah Zarah, and one who is Shabbos Bavarasya. These two are very intense because it's denying the whole basis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Rashi says here. El Alav, Hachikamer, Mekablin Karbonos Miposhi Yisrael B'mumer L'davar Echad Chutz Min, except for if it's a mumer L'nasich Z'yayin U'lechal Shabbosos. The Yani Chamire, those are very chamer. I'm a mumer L'uzko Chavim K'mumer L'chol Torah Kula Dami. Haytana chamira le Shabbos kavodes kochavim, da avri davodes kochavim kofar ba kodesh baruchu. That's straight up the Lang Hashem. Chal Shabbos kofar ba ma'isav ma'isav reishis umeyed sheker shelo Shabbos kodesh baruchu ba ma'isav reishis. Alma mumer davodes kochavim have a mumer lechol tarakulo. We see that someone who's a mumer davodes kochavim is a mumer lechol tarakulo to yufta drav anan, and this knocks off of anan to yufta. Right. So this idea that the Rav Adam that we were saying that you're able to go ahead and to eat the carbon of Mumer Lavodos Kochavim, says Rav Hanan, that is knocked out of the park. No, you can't. what comes out, what we said so far, is that if you are a mummer, it means you're doing avodah zarah, a person is doing avodah zarah, or the Mechal Shabbos for Hesia. Those are the two things that straight up, everything is out the window. Sorry, nothing doing. But that's in reference to that. But if it's a mummer, in other areas, l'teyavon, right? So then, okay, then you can, you would be able to eat their shechita. Even l'chatchila, okay, maybe you have to have someone standing over there, but okay. All right. Wow. So at this stage, you know, we spent yesterday showing Rav Hanan good rayas. Now we just knocked off the whole thing. You know how to do it. Says the Hilchos Gemara. V'hame hachanafka? Is this din that we don't accept a nedava from a mummer? Do we learn it from here? V'hasam nafka. What do you mean we're learning it from somewhere else? Says Rashi. V'hame hachanafka me'hasam nafka. The emekabin korban min ha'mumrin. Beep, turn the page. Hey, Amad Aleph. Me'am ha'aretz. It says, the pasuk says, "V'im nefesh achas techasal b'shkalkal me'am ha'aretz ba'asoso achas mimutzas Hashem asher lo se'asenu v'ashem ahoda elav chataso shechata v'hevi karbano." If you have this individual, does a vera on purpose, I'm sorry, b'shogeg, and he doesn't do one of the mitzvahs of Hashem and becomes guilty, if his sin that he committed becomes known to him, he shall bring a karban. Prat l'mummer. This is excluding a mummer who's not able to bring a chatas. Right? If a person does in a very good bring a carbon chatas, he doesn't do it. He doesn't bring it. Rashi says, am haaretz v'lo kol am me'am v'lo kol am v'gabe chatas k'siv sheba yedei shogeg. Rabbi Shimon Yosi Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon. He comes and he says, mikana talamid. Here you learn asher lo se'asenu. Says Rashi, mikana talamid asher lo se'asenu v'shkagav al shem. That and he does something that are not to be done, meaning b'shogeg, and becomes guilty. He has to bring this carbon over here. What's it coming to teach us? That hashav mi diaso, one who would have held back from doing this avera, if he would have known, right? He just didn't realize what he was doing is okay. But if he would have known, then what happens? Maybe carbon and shigasa. He brings a carbon for doing a b'shogeg. Ain't a shabim diyasa, but if he wouldn't have held back, I mean, if he would have known what's going on, that you know, this is, let's say, someone's about to eat something and it's chalef, and he ate it. He says, if I would have known it's chalef, I never would have done it. He brings a carbon. But if he would have known, he wouldn't have held back from doing it. Then that would be ain't maybe carbon and shigasa. He does not bring a carbon from his shogeg. Ve'amrinan, and then we asked about this, my benai, what's the difference between the Tanakama and Rav Shimon ben Yosi? Who cares where we learn it out from? Okay, but before we say that, let me just quickly be the Rashi over here. It says, "Asher lo se'asenu mishkagav v'ashem v'samech le'ei ohodoi levchataso ashechata v'havi ashamo damashma asher lo se'asenu ima yodei ashu aser ushgaga ishalo v'chata v'ashem hu yavi." Then he goes and he brings in the carbon. Hashami diaso shema yodeh shu chaylev ayoshav yoshev muvata me'aver zu. V'is degaris hashav v'hunami haporish v'nivdal mitchila v'ein over imay yodeh shu aser b'toros kohanim garis ayoshev. Okay, now the Gemara says, my benayo mikom makom mummer lo mekablinan minei. A mummer, we're not going to accept his carbon. Bein lamar v'afilu shogeg d'ha ilo yodeh, because had he known mitchila nami ayochlo v'ein oshav midiaso, he's also what he didn't. Therefore, he's not going back from his if it's nothing to do with whether he knew or not. So what's the difference which pasuk you learn it from? V'amar Rav Amnuna, Rav Amnuna says, Mummer lecho chelev evi karbon al adami kebenal. The difference would be if he's a mummer in reference to the chelev, right? Because he wouldn't care, he would do it, it doesn't make a difference to say the chelev, but now he's being a karbon for having dam. According to Tanakama, we don't accept it because he's a mummer. Okay, fine, it's in reference to chelev. But according to Rav Shimon Yosi, we do accept it since he would have held back from doing that thing if he would have known that it was actually a problem. Both of them learn out from their psukim that a mummer about a particular iser cannot bring a carbon to get a kapara for the shogeg of that iser. So why does the other brisa above exclude a mummer from bringing a carbon from a, you know, on the basis of a different pasuk? So first is Rashi, the heavy carbon al adam sheshagag bo v'lo yodea shudam lo yochli windvinil tanakama mumer shemo v'lo mekablin minei or shemen shemi diaso v'dam mekablin minei. So tachlis is that we have that that would be the difference between the two, but we do have two drushes that seem to be saying you're not going to accept from a mumber. So why do we need both of them? Chada bechatas v'chada be'ola. One of them is coming to apply to a carbon chatas, and one's to an ola. A chatas is, we know somebody does the wrong thing, do an aveira. And if somebody does the wrong thing, they do an aveira. Then that's what we need to teach for that one. V'chada ba'ola is going to teach you by a carbon ola. As we're going to see right now, it's richa, and you actually need both of these. Tiyashmini chatas, if it just would have taught us, you know, excluding a chatas, that he doesn't go and bring a carbon chatas, mishum de la kaparahu. I would say the reason is because chatas is coming to begin bringing a kapara. Aval ola de doronu, and therefore we don't allow him to go and do such a thing, says Rashi. The kaparahu, v'kim de daito lahazid, or lahavlachsar alaveiraso, and since his das is to be amazed with that, and to chazer his aveira again, to go back to it. Amarti the shogag v'lo hezid imkain amayin the kabel mina. Okay, this one he's saying, oh, it's a shogag, not amazed. What do we care? What do we mean with kabel mina? Ha lav bar kapara, who is not a bar kapara. Aval ola the dorno, when it comes to a carbon ola, which is a gift, you know, it's a gift you're giving to God's bochu, imil kabel mina, maybe we would accept it from him. If we needed to tell you that, no, we wouldn't accept it from him. And V.S. being an ola, would have taught us only the exclusion, the excluding an ola, mishum dalav chiyuvu, then I would say is because it's not a chiyuv to go bring in ola, so we don't accept it, right? She says, v'lav orech ara, the kabuli don mine, it's not the way to go to accept from him. D'chsev, zevach rishoyim tueva, the carbon of a rasha is a tueva. Aval chatas de chiyuva hu, but a chatas which is a chov, Rashi says, Rami ale, it's on him, he's a chiyuv to do it. Ema lekabel mineya would accept it. Tzricha, therefore, you need this to come and tell you that no, we don't accept it from either. Rashi says, Lem lekabel mineya, shalo ye chot niska. The sinner shouldn't have to gain from the fact that he's empty and carbon. Therefore, nobody say, no, we don't accept it from him either. Okay, now, says the Gemara. Vechol heched dechsiv behema. We said earlier that the pasuk says, mina behema. Right? And what do you mean, mina behema? It means that from the animals is referring to a sinner who's compared to animals that they don't keep the Torah. When every time he says the lashon of behema, is that considered like a bad lashon? Rashi says the deposhim kari behema, that those are sinners are called animals. It's looked like as a bad person, as a low person. It says you saved man and animals. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adamu behema toshi Hashem. V'amar Yud Amar Rav. Eidu b'nei Adam shehin arumim b'das. These are people who are clever in their knowledge. Rashi says, Kadam HaRishon. V'simim atzman kebehema t'ki ruach. Where we're dealing over here, umasim atzman kebehema, they conduct themselves like animals, meaning that they lower themselves. They're very smart, but they're humble, like they were low animals. And therefore, we're looking over here as a positive thing, not as a negative thing. No, says Gemara, that's not right. Because Hashem Ksiv Adam Behem. It says the word Adam Behem. When you throw the word Adam, and yeah, it could be looked at as good. Hacha Behem L'chudei Ksiv. Here's the Behem by itself. Therefore, it's bad. V'chol Heichad Ksiv Adam Behem. Whenever it says Adam Behem, it's a good thing. Ma'aliyah Sahi. It's really a good thing. But one of the pasuk says in Yirmiyo, V'Ksiv V'Zarati is Beis Yisrael. I will sow the house of Israel, Zera Adam V'Zera Behem, with the seed of man and the seed of animals. And we learned that this statement of seed of animals is talking about who? Talking about Amaratzim. Rashi says, "V'zer behema u'makmin alav v'sachasod av chafes lo krav lo shnav lo shimish tamei chachamim." This is a person who doesn't have mikra, doesn't have mishta, doesn't have shemesh tamei chachamim. Alav akasav omer v'zerati is b'yisrael zera adam v'zer behema klomer hachachamim v'haborim kula mazarem lefrosem lerabosem. And that is that all of them I gave the opportunity to be alive. Those that are tamei chachamim, and those that are amaratzim like animals. So clearly we see it could be bad even if it's put together. No hasam hachalki. The pasuk was mechalek, zera adam luchud v'zera behema luchud, and therefore the term animal is looked at as a lower thing, but it's by itself. But when it says adamu behema toshi Hashem, that's going to be something that's looked at as a positive thing. Okay, now we're going to go back to the discussion of shchita of a kusi simon niklaf. Here we go. So we mentioned earlier that shchita of a kusi, if you have a Jew who's omid al gabav, okay, maybe it's going to be good. The question is, lamaisa, what do we do? Amar Rav Chanan, Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Yidi, Amar Rav Shoah, but Levi, Vishum Bar Kapar, Rav Gamliel, Beis Dino, Nimnu, al shchita skusu, they kusi, ve asaru, they take a vote about the shchita of a kusi, and they ask it. Rashi says, Rav Gamliel, Beno, Shav Yudha, Anasi, Shoya, Min Achronum, Beis Dino, Nimnu, al shchita skusi, Laacher, Shenishnes, Mishnasenu, Da'akol, Shoch, Vafil, Kusi, Vasru, and they asked it. Now, Amar le Rabbi Zera le Yaakov bar Idi. Shema Shema lo Shema Rabbi Ela b'shein Yisrael min al gamav. Maybe you're only talking about a case where the shechita is going to be no good when he's not omid al gamav. But when the Yisrael is omid al gamav, then really it would be good, like our Mishnah says, says Rashi. Right? V'hainu nami kimasisim. Amar le. He said to Rabbi Dami hai me rabbanon kidlo gemiri in shishmaite. This rabbi, meaning Rav Ziri, he's like the people that didn't learn any, they didn't learn anything. How would you think that? B'shem Yisraelo min el gabav lemim rabbi. Given you to tell me that's not going to be good? Of course that's not going to be good. What are you talking about? Rashi says, lemim rabbi v'chi lo pshitalon deles lu lefne iver lo sita in mechshol. I'm sorry, the less this person doesn't care about that kind of stuff. He explains to mean literally, don't put a stumbling block in front of a person like who's blind. But in a situation where so he doesn't believe it to mean that he's gonna care to do it to somebody else. So of course it's not gonna be good. Therefore it has to be talking about the case when it's Yisrael is omid al gabon. So is there a kabbani or lo kabbani? Did Rosary accept that from him or not? Like in other words, did he accept his rebuttal? Tashma. Let's take a look and see from Rosary that he did accept it. Amar Vnachmar Yitzhak Amar Rasi. I knew he says from Yochan Sha'achal Mishrita Kusi. I saw him that he ate from the Shrita of a Kusi. After the Asi Achal Mishrita Kusi. Even Rav Asi He also ate from a shechita of kusi. V'toyi ba Rav Zer, and Rav Zer wondered why Rav Yochanan Rav Asi ate from that had been shechted from a kusi. It was a little bit matmiya le. Rashi says shachlu mi bayi le belibe achin. I was wondering like what in the world is going on. The Rashi just points out, by the way, that kibli mi ne Rav Zer mi Rav Yaakov that feel like she saw him in el gav also lo kibla. And the Rashi says, "Alchem Mishkitas Kusi b'Yisrael Omid Al Gabav Al Yedei Shechatoch Kizayis Basav Anasal Lo Va'achal Afar B'Yosi Achal." Then he came in the eighth. So I was wondering what's going on. How could they do it? Lo Shmielu? Is it because they didn't hear about Rabbi Gamliel what he said? Diavar Shmielu. If they would have gone ahead, they would have heard that which he said, and they would have accepted. And they wouldn't have eaten it. Odilma Shmielu v'lo Kablu. Maybe they did hear, but they weren't mekabel what he said. The halacha according to them. Hadar pashad lanafshi. Then he figured out the answer to himself. He figured out zera lanafshi. Says Rashi, mistaber the shmi luv lo kiblu. It must be that they heard what he said and they weren't mekabel what he said. Tisal kadaitach lo shmi lahu viava shmi lahu loav mekabla. Because if tisal kadaitach, if you would have thought that they didn't hear about it, and had they heard about it, they would have. I'm sorry. Then havel mekabel, they would have accepted it. Heichem istayim milsa lemechal yisura. How could it happen that they came to eat something, which is us? Again, it must be they heard it and don't hold like him. Because if it would have been that they would have heard it and went with him, then even had they not heard it, they still would have went with him. How does it make sense? They didn't hear it. And it says, Hashta behendam shel tzadikim. And the Kosh Baruch Hu mevi takala yodam. Hashem Kosh Baruch Hu doesn't bring a takala, a bad thing to happen, even to the animals of tzadikim. Tzadikim atzma kol shegein. Obviously, it wouldn't happen to them. So it wouldn't make sense that Kosh Baruch Hu would allow if Yochan Rav Asi would have eaten something that's going to be yasher. So it must be, come to Choshen Adayin, that they heard Rabbi Gamliel's decree, that even if it's Yisrael Menev Gaman, and they didn't accept what they said, and therefore the meat, Shechta Vayikusi, was going to be kosher. Let's just quickly see the Rashi's over here. What did he say? Mistaba Shmielu v'lo kiblu. Ditzak adai techlo Shmielu v'yishmielu avakamuhu. Hech mesayim milsa lemeichal. Hech yigrom shmsatan lefnei tzadikim al yedei shogeg. Shum davar oven. How would it be that you could put something which is going to cause him a problem? Hashta behemdim shel tzadikim. Chamer de Rav Pinchas ben Yair. Look, Chamer is the end of Zion. The story of Pinchas ben Yair. Even his animal didn't do something else there. Ayin kashvul midekalon liyadein. Shetochel behema davar. Behema davar ha'asa. That they should eat something which is going to be asa to them. Meaning that concept. It says that the ayin kashvul midekalon liyadein. Shetochel behema davar ha'asa. I wouldn't even eat something that would be asa to it. We're going to done with this. Beep, turn the page. If you want to say that Rabbi Zeira did not accept from Yaakov Bar Idi, they didn't accept. Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Yaakov, to become Leo Legamri Asar, my Kasha, then what would be his Kasha? Lishna Lehi should have answered to himself that the reason of Yochanan Rashi ate from the Shechita of a Kusi is not that they rejected his what he said, but Kan Kishi Yisrael Omen El Gabav. Here we're talking about a case where Yisrael is standing over them, Kan Kishi Yisrael Omen El Gabav. We hear the case of to which Rabbi Gamliel does apply is when he's not standing over them. Why do Rav Zera assume that Yochanan Ravasi rejected Rabbi Gamliel's decree? It must be that he was Mekabel, that which he said, and he therefore knew that it applies to all the cases, and therefore he was forced to come out of Yochanan Ravasi, must be rejecting entirely Shema Mina, and we see from here Rav Zera accepted Rav Yaakov Bar Idi's interpretation. Says Rashi, second Rashi in the page, second line, Lishna Le Lanafshe, Ki Yasa Vingam Liel, Kishen Yisrael Omid El Gabav, the less lay Lifne Ive, Losithe Mirso, Vichyacha Yochan, Kish Yisrael Omid El Gabav. Right? So the fact they didn't do such a thing must be because they actually did hold of it, and they themselves didn't hold of it. So we see here, it does agree that even Yisrael Omid El Gabav, you're not going to accept the Shechita of a Mummer, of a Kusi, pardon. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. Continue next time why it was that they actually didn't allow the Shechita of a Kusi when Yisrael Omid El Gabav. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.